Yeah.
This is Talking Property on 882 6PR, the voice of Perth.
And we are here for Summit Homes, summitnewhomes.com.au, and they have once again, Rob Druitt, conveniently, and we're indebted to them for making available another $100 cash for one of our listeners later on today.
Yes, I just need to call in with an insightful question, or perhaps not even an insightful question. It doesn't matter.
Maybe just a insightful question.
Yeah, I suppose it's really the answers that matter, doesn't it?
That's
not so much the questions.
That's the key to it all. Nice to see you again. And yes. Our very special guest in the studio today is a man who can help you if you're about to build a new home or you're thinking about building a new home. Simon Hill from Summit Homes. Hello, Simon.
Hello, Harvey. Hello, Rob. Good to be here.
I dips my lid to you because I sent Simon a text today with the most important question. It'll be asked all day, what coffee do you want? And that was...
Exactly.
So what he said, I'm already here. This is at 8 o'clock this morning.
Now, that's keen.
Yeah, typical, but he cycled in.
He cycled in.
Typical builder, early to bed, early to rise.
Yeah.
That's it. On site early, ready to go.
And you'll be very pleased to know, folks, he's not wearing Lycra.
Yeah, that's true. Good point.
I do have a confession, Harvey. It wasn't a push bike.
What sort of a bike?
A Honda.
A Honda.
Oh, that's, come on. He said, I've ridden my bike.
It's a Harley Davidson.
All the way from Oakford to the city on a push bike. No, not me. No. Harvey, sorry.
No, oh, good on you, mate. Well, now you've brought yourself down.
It would look funny wearing Lycra on a motorbike.
Well,
that'd be illegal, I think.
It looks funny with them wearing them on a bike.
Let alone that.
Yeah, let alone a motorised vehicle. Anyway, folks, call us on 922-118-82 and you will go into the draw for our $100 that has been made available by Simon's mob at Summit Homes, 922-118-82. If you want to send a text, you can. You don't qualify for the prize, but we'll try and answer your question anyway, 19999-677. Or an email, a good one is harvey@6br.com.au. I see our mate Mr. Stevens is, in a veiled way, sort of suggesting we might have another interest rate cut in the future, near future.
Interesting, yes. Well, I guess with the stock market in the last week or so, the rationalisation of the stock market, that has some impact.
You love that word, don't you?
Yeah, I do, rather than crashing, diving, falling, which sounds so much more dramatic, which it is. But it's an interesting dynamic, Harvey. If you go back, and Simon, we go back, say, 20 years, when the stock market fell, people immediately thought, oh, let's put our money into property. Whereas today, I think it's quite a different dynamic. I think we're all exposed to the stock market through superannuation and so on. So it's really a barometer for confidence. So when the stock market slows or goes down, people do tend to sort of take a step back and think, oh, what do we do now? I mean, the reality of it, of course, is that stock market goes up and down and up and down and all over the place. And I guess that's, as property pundits, we say, well, that's a good thing with property, is it is steadier. You know, you don't look at your property and know the value every day, whereas your shares, you can't help but look at them and go, oh my goodness, they're going down. So it's an interesting dynamic at the moment. So that will play into what the Reserve Bank obviously decide on interest rates. But there could possibly be another 0.25% fall. The only thing with that, of course, Harvey, is that the banks are probably not likely to pass it on. They're likely to soak that up in their margin. They want to maintain their dividends to maintain their share price, which was a bit smashed this week. So that may not be passed on to
they're on their last legs financially, really, aren't they? They're down to their last 40.
I know, almost $10 billion
profits, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. So yeah. They're doing it tough, so we should have a moment's silence for them.
So don't start me on banks. Mark of Doubleview. G'day, Mark.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Hey, Mark. How can we help you?
Hey, Mark.
I'm looking at what knowledge you might have about the redevelopment for Scarborough Beach Road around Scarborough Doubleview area. I've got an interest in a property that's up for sale on Scarborough Beach Road at the moment.
Ah, good, yes. Well, it's supposedly all starting in April, the actual construction. I don't know if you've been onto the MRA
website.
Yep. I'm sure you have, yes, and seen. Did you see the plans for the pool, the new pool at Scarborough?
Yes, I have.
Submissions have closed for that now, and I was certainly encouraging all my clients and people I knew in the area to put in a positive submission for it. I thought it was quite spectacular, the design for it. They'll be starting work on that fairly soon. So, look, I think, you know, we're in a bit of a down cycle in the market at the moment. There's still a lot happening in Scarborough. There's a lot of new developments coming on because of the MRA and redevelopment in that beach precinct area there. And we're yet to see the full benefits of all of the redevelopment. Yet that will play out, I think, over the next 2 to 5 years.
Okay, so, the property I'm looking at is R40, so it's subdividable, obviously.
Yes,
and it's got an existing house on there which could be retained.
Good. You probably got a little laneway at the back there, have you?
Yes, sir.
A lot of the ones on Scarborough Road have laneways at the back there where you can get access, which is good. So,
and I feel like it's a good time of the market, and obviously the potential up. Side of having the redevelopment Scarborough Beach Road could only be benefit buying now.
Absolutely, and that's the thing, isn't it, with buyers, is that the market's a bit slow. It's actually now the time to be buying in to Scarborough market before the redevelopment starts and people start to realise just how spectacular it's going to be down on the beachfront there. You know, it's around just under $60 million being spent by state government and City of Stirling to completely revamp the front of Scarborough there with new esplanade. They've got 4 major zones that they'll be doing there, which will be add great amenity to the area, and of course that's going to springboard to a whole lot of new developments, new cafes, and a completely new feel for Scarborough. It's taken, probably taken 50 plus years, but there's 30 years of planning in this, of stop, start at Scarborough. I think they've finally got it right, and we're going to see major development. So I certainly agree with you, Mark. People would do well to be buying in the area.
Do you know the square metre price of land for around that area at all?
Look, it varies quite substantially, going from, say, 1,100 square metres and then right up to 2,500 when you get down to the beachfront. So depending upon development potential and location, so on. But it's still relatively affordable when you think about it, Scarborough. You can buy a little two-bedroom villa under $400,000 within walking distance to the beach, you know, maybe just over $400,000. You can buy a half block with a house on it for maybe $700,000, $650,000, $700,000, not far from the beach. You can buy an apartment, brand-new apartments. Prices have come back a bit in the mid-$500,000s walking distance to the beach. And you can buy beautiful homes with ocean views. Of course, you'd need to probably pay over $1 million for that. But so there's quite a lot of range of property. It's still relatively affordable. The price per square metre does very much depend upon development potential and so on. Sounds like you've got a good property there with potential to redevelop. How long has it been on the market, Mark?
It's been on for about a month, I'd say.
Yep. Okay. And had a little bit of interest?
I believe so. So we're just waiting to finalise the deal.
Okay. Well, that's good.
You've just reaffirmed everything that I've thought. So thanks very much.
Good on you, Mark.
Good on you. Not only that, you're a clubhouse leader at the moment, Mark, for the $100 cash from Summit Homes. 9221882 to give Mark a bit of competition. Good call, though, to start proceedings off with. Simon, can I ask you... this is the old chicken and egg question, I suppose. If people are thinking of buying a new home or building a new home, what do they do first? Do they select the land and then go to the builder, or do they go to the builder and then say, we like that house, and then go to a residential land developer to get the land?
Well, I suppose, Harvey, from my point of view, I'm a little bit biased. I'd say select your builder first.
And that'd be Summit.
Obviously, would be one of our Summit brands. But the reality is it's the chicken and the egg. It's whether you've got land and you're looking for a builder, or you want to pick your builder first and then go for your land. It's completely up to the individual.
I would have thought getting the block of land would be the first step, to tell you the truth. And then we come to someone like Summit Homes and say, all right, well, it's 383 square metres. It's got a frontage of. And then you say, well, okay, well, our products that fit that would be X, Y, Z.
Look, there seems to be, and again, Harvey, I'm more in the construction side of our business, but when it comes to land and land sales, there seems to be a lot more land available nowadays. The heat's sort of come out of the land sales. Mm. And the other thing is, too, if you're selecting your builder first, we have a lot of land that's probably not available to the general public. So when you're talking with our sales consultants and you go and see them, you know, you give them some ideas of what areas you want to live in. The guys have small land banks, different releases. There was a small release in Kubel up, I think, last week that we had five blocks and they were sold within an hour. We had people sort of on the...
Good area, nice and handy to everything.
Yeah, really, really good area. And, and, you know, there were five or six really lucky people that got in, got those blocks and we're now building their homes for them.
You're finding a bit more variety in the type of homes that people are looking at building rather than just the old brick and tile? Are we starting to look at...
Great question. Great question. And I think last time I was in here, I was talking a little bit about innovation and where we're going.
Because I know you guys are right onto that.
Well, we are, and you've got to be nimble in this sort of market. You've got to be nimble and fleet-footed, and we took that up probably 3 years ago. We did a lot of work in the northwest, and a lot of the technology we used up there for cyclone-rated areas with steel framing, we brought back into our residential market here, and we're spending an awful lot of time, money, and effort into that innovation. And that's what it is. It's innovation, and we believe that going forward, Perth needs that.
Well, the thermal qualities of framed homes are far better than brick and tile. It's sort of an urban myth, isn't it, that here in Western Australia we've got to build with double brick and it's solid and it's so much better. It's so much cooler in summer and warmer in winter, which it isn't at all.
Well, that's it. The other thing, with the innovation side of that, and with what you're saying, we build with steel frame in our plant in Myree. We've got a purpose-built 6,000 square metre facility with overhead cranes and BlueScope machines, and we're printing steel, and we're also using a product called Masterwall, which is thermally much, much better. For want of a better word, it's a foam walling system.
Qualities would be very good.
Much, much higher than double brick.
Well, a lot of people in Perth would have found that out last week with 7 days of 40 degrees heat. The house just heats up.
Yeah, we did a lot of research before we started going down that path. We went to the Eastern States and we actually went out and we looked at buildings and specifically for how they performed over a lifetime.
Yes.
And so we went and we looked at all these products, and I think myself and Tony and the owners of the business did 3, 4, 5 trips over there looking at different, Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane, right over the eastern seaboard looking for products that we could bring back that other
introduce
stations
here.
Using. Yeah, and away we're away.
Terrific. All right. 922-11882. Speaking of Tony, I think we're going to have a chat to him in this little break.
We're talking property for Summit Homes Group. Visit summithomesgroup.com.au. Are you ready for bushfires this summer? If a bushfire starts in your area, you can keep up to date with information from a variety of sources. The Department of Fire and Emergency Services issues alerts and warnings through a recorded emergency information line on 13 DFES. That's 13 33 37. You can also visit www.dfes.wa.gov.au. Follow DFES on Twitter and listen to news bulletins. And remember, if you see smoke or flames, act immediately for your own safety. Don't wait for an alert or warning. 6PR, your official emergency broadcaster.
It's Mazda Showtime at Bayswater Mazda, with spectacular savings across the range. Get the best view from the driver's seat of a new 2015 Mazda 3 sedan or hatch, petrol or diesel, with free rego, free CTP and free stamp duty. With huge savings on all 2015 plated Mazdas, get a great deal before the curtain drops. Driving is better with Bayswater Mazda. BayswaterMazda.com.au. Deal 25174.
I used to think it would be nice if I had a remote control that could turn down the volume of my neighbours. Just for those times when they would be outside chatting until early evening, or when the party would get a little rowdy. Sound really travels from their patio. Then, I found out there was a way I could turn down their chatter with Magnetite. It retrofits over your existing windows to create a double glazing that will reduce noise by up to 70%. It even keeps out heat and cold. Brilliant product, funny name. Google Magnetite, like Magnetite.
The new all-digital TAB race wall and HD TVs for all the big sports games.
Getting out of the house on a Monday where kids eat free from 5pm.
$15 steak night on Wednesdays. And the best value Palmer and Pot every Thursday, just $15 in the sports bar.
And the two-course Sunday roast for $16.
Open 7 days for breakfast, lunch and dinner. There's always something happening at the Odin, Erindale Road, Balcatta. Book your function now. See odintavern.com.au.
G'day, G'day, I'm Rob Palmer. Did you know type 1 diabetes is one of the most common and misunderstood chronic diseases in children? There's no relation to sugar, diet or lifestyle. It's an invisible autoimmune disease affecting over 120,000 Australians. People with T1D face a lifelong burden of blood sugar testing, meal planning and needles. If not well managed, this serious disease causes severe health complications. JDRF need your help to find a cure for type 1 diabetes and turn type 1 into type none. Go to jdrf.org.au.
If you achieve nothing else today, get into Masters for a powerful Yard Force lawnmower, now just $149. That's right, $149. It's 130cc petrol four-stroke, and this 16-inch swing blade mower comes with an all-metal deck, and it's adjustable to five cutting lengths. All for an amazing $149. It is Masters' best price ever. A powerful Yard Force lawnmower for $149 this weekend only. So get in quick before they're gone, only at Masters.
This is Dr. Golestani from Dental 359 Mala Clinic. Come to my free information evening on Wednesday, February 17th at 7 p.m. Call 1-300-625-625.
Until 10, this is Talking Property.
For Summit Homes, and if you'd like to qualify for the draw for the $100 cash made possible by Summit Homes, you need to call us with a question. Easy as that. 922-11882. A little quiet on the phones at the moment, but you can fix that by dialing in right now on 922-11882. What do you got over there? You got a bunch load of
all sorts of stuff. Yeah, it was an interesting week. Well, we had REWA came out with this press release with new figures, or you know, confirming the figures for the December quarter last year, which showed a small decrease in the median house price. But the biggest news, of course, was the drop in sales volume, which we've seen. Certainly, as practicing real estate agents and sellers out there will know that the activity was a bit slower, but you know, quite dramatic drop. If we look at just under 6,000 properties sold for the 3 months to December, where it was over 9,000 for September, which is closer to the average. So quite a significant drop in turnover in that period. I'd certainly say into the new year we've seen a little bit more activity, but the market is sort of just chugging along. And it's a strange sort of market out there, because a lot of buyers are coming to us saying, look, we just can't find what we want. So I think a lot of sellers might also be sort of boycotting the market a little bit too, saying, well, interest rates are low, we'll just hang on and wait. And so there's, in some areas, there's oversupply, but in a lot of areas there's undersupply of good quality properties, certainly at the right price. So hopefully that'll play out in the next few months, and we'll see a few more quality properties come into the market.
All right, we've got Nigel on the email from Scarborough. Can you guys please talk about the government plans? You mentioned this, for negative gearing and the impacts. I have an investment property, not a good investment, and worried about all the talk at the moment.
Yes, well, there's quite a bit of talk about it, and I suppose this has been building up for a while, and I guess the catalyst was first the talk about the GST, and that sort of went off the table very quickly, which was a shame that we didn't have a proper debate about that. And so is an easy target, negative gearing, and it, of course, the opposition, federal opposition, has jumped on it now. Bill Shorten announcing that he would certainly slash not just the negative gearing concessions, but also the capital gains tax concessions. So the property sector is certainly being looked at, which is a shame, because obviously there's huge benefits that flow through from investment in property. But the federal Labor government are looking at changing negative gearing in relation to new homes. It would be restricted just to new homes. Restrict negative gearing to new homes, which makes sense in the sense that they would be encouraging new build, but all established properties, which is quite a substantial amount, wouldn't be able to get negative gearing. Now, negative gearing, all that means is that your excess costs over your income can be offset against your personal salary income. So it doesn't mean you can't still claim a deduction for the costs for having a rental property, but only that those deductions would be offset only against other rental income. So you probably have carry forward losses moving forward. So it doesn't make it as attractive to invest in property if that was the case. Now, so it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out over the next few weeks. We've talked about this a number of times on the show, haven't we? And I've thought they're going to tinker with it. And I think the current government's going to tinker with it as well.
Well, there's one proposal just to apply negative gearing to new homes only, to new investment properties only.
Mm.
And not, obviously, to, you know, someone comes along to Druid Shed First National at Doubleview and buys...
Established home.
Yeah, established home. And it's not their PPR, and they rent it and they negative gear it.
Mm.
So...
And still claim the deductions, but it just won't be able to be offset against your other income, which does make a big difference to investment. When you really analyse, though, the majority of negative gearing is mum and dad's and have one or two properties maximum. So it's going to have quite an impact. So, I can certainly understand why people are concerned about it. It'll be interesting to see what the federal government does now in relation to negative gearing, whether they make any changes. It has certainly been a long-term premise of Liberal government not to mess with it, and we go right back to 1985 when Hawke threw out negative gearing. It had quite a dramatic impact.
Mm. Well, because then the government has to pick up the slack when it comes to affordable housing for those who are trying to get into
housing. This is the bigger
housing.
Picture.
Exactly.
Yes, the bigger
but see, picture. This is the very shallow perception out there from some people and some commentators to say, well, hang on a minute, you know, all negative gearing does is to help
people. Cost money for the government.
And, yeah, well, it does a bit.
And but help greedy investors.
Yeah, that's exactly the line of thinking, but it's a very shallow line of thinking. It doesn't pick up the big picture of, well, all right, if the private sector is not providing some housing for people who need to get into rentals, who's going to do it? Guess who? The government.
That's right. And, you know, we need private property investors to provide rental properties so that rents. And look at the dynamic in the Perth market at the moment. We actually have an oversupply of rental properties. Okay, that's not so good for investors. They're doing it tough, actually. But hey, for renters, affordability on rentals has not been better for 10 years. So, and why is that? Because we've got private investors and they're out there and the pressure has gone off, which we had a number of years ago with a lack of rental properties. So you don't want that pressure back. I can say honestly, in my business as a real estate agent, the most pressure I get is when the rental market is tight and people are desperate for rental properties. It's quite different from a boom in property because people actually don't have to buy property. They want to. They want to get involved in it. But people do have to live in a rental property.
Mm.
And when there is no rental properties available on a tight rental market, it is very, very stressful for everyone. So, yes, I can understand the concern and it'll be very interesting to see how this plays out.
All right. Jan has got a three-bedroom townhouse near Beattie Park. Well presented.
What? Good spot.
Yeah.
Yes.
Here you go. Crystal ball stuff here, mate. What rent do you think? Thank you.
About $100 less than it was 12 months ago or 18 months ago. Would be the easiest way to answer that.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah.
That's it.
That's it. Yeah,
yeah, work it out. It should probably only $500 a week.
You'd also and, need you know, to know the size. I imagine the size
and the age. Because you've got a second bathroom, number of parking, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. My guess would have been $600. Now it's probably $500.
If you want to give us a call, Jan, give us the specifications of your property. We'll Rob will be able to maybe get a closer handle on it. But
yes.
But Mr. Doom and Gloom says you're going to get less than you did.
Well, that's the reality.
It is too. All right, 922-118-82. Calls are scarce this morning. I know what's going to happen, Rob, don't we?
Yes, we're going to get them all in the last quarter.
That's right.
And we'll have to talk really fast.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Property for Summit Homes Group. Visit summithomesgroup.com.au. It's the hottest seat on Perth TV.
Millionaire Hot Seat, 5:30 weeknights on Channel 9.
Watch Millionaire Hot Seat and listen to 6PR's morning program with Gary Adsett the next weekday morning. Answer our question for your chance to get your hand on a grand. It all starts this Monday, and there's $10,000 in cash to be won. To watch and win your share of the cash, get into the Millionaire Hot Seat weeknights on Channel 9 and listen to mornings from 8:30 weekdays with Gary Adsett on 882 6PR.
Want to subdivide your land but don't necessarily want to build? I'm Abel from SubPro, the Subdivision and Property Professionals. Did you know that if you talk to us, you can subdivide within 8 months and you don't even have to build? We can help you unlock the maximum value of your land through subdivisions with total flexibility. Take advantage of our years of experience to help you avoid the pitfalls and maximise the rewards. Book your free consultation now at subpro.com.au. Your property, our passion.
For today's best holiday, cruise and flight deals, see the Holiday Planet adverts in the West Australian each weekday or the travel section in this weekend's newspapers.
Carl Langdon here. I want to tell you about one of my favourite fishing spots, Golden Ponds Fish and Marin Park, is the only recreational fishing park in the metro area, where you can catch fish all day long for just $10 for adults and $5 for children. Golden Ponds gives visitors the chance to drop a line in one of their many ponds, boasting fish such as silver perch, black brim, seasonal trout and barramundi. Golden Ponds, one of WA's most popular tourist destinations. Cafe open 7 days for lunch. Visit the Golden Ponds website for more. City Toyota, City
Toyota. Experience a new level of service at City Toyota. Get a one-hour express service while you wait or ask about their loan cars and courtesy buses. Can't make it to them? City Toyota will come to you with a convenient mobile service. Book now on 1300 City Toyota. citytoyota.net.au, Northbridge and Nedlands. City Toyota.
We're your number one. Deal 12195.
When you're young, car insurance premiums are high because, put simply, you're a risk. When you're older, say 65, the average Australian car insurance premium should be around half of what a 30-year-old is paying. So, what are you paying right now? 50 Up Club has launched MA 50 Plus, a campaign using the buying power of the over 50s to negotiate the home and car insurance offers you deserve. Over 50s are safer and more loyal. They're the insurance industry's best customers, and you should be rewarded with a better deal. 50 Up Club is looking for 20,000 over 50s to join the campaign. So get on board at 50upclub.com. It's free to join, so join today at 50upclub.com. That's 50upclub.com.
Got a real estate question? Call now, 922-11-882.
Yes, sir, and we've got Simon Hill in the studio from Summit Homes, and Summit Homes are providing the $100 for one of our callers today. Rob Druitt here, of course, as always. Diane of High Wycombe, good morning to you.
Good morning, Rob. How are you?
I'm very good, Diane. How can we help you?
Well, I just have a specific question. I want to know how you get to be the preferred developer in a land zoning change development between the government and the council.
Okay, well,
the other real estate agents don't jump up and down about it.
Yeah, look, I guess every development they assess on its own merits, and the government has been, state government has been partnering up, doing a lot of partnering up with different developers, which makes a lot of sense in the respect that obviously the government's not having to fork out all of the money, they're tapping into all that expertise of a developer, and they do need to make a judgment call on who to do that with. So I would think they'd have a tendering process, they would have go through, you know, a number of different developers' propositions, and then they'd look at what works best for them, and also they'd weigh up with who they've done developments with before, and then they would assess that, and then they'd have the preferred developer, and they work on that basis. So were you the reason for the call? Were you trying to buy in and found it difficult, or were you just interested to see?
Our area is being redeveloped, rezoned, redeveloped as part of the airport.
Yes, a lot happening through there. Yep.
And I'm just wondering how Nigel Slattery got to be the preferred developer over any other developers when we haven't got a structural plan, when we don't have an overall
development plan for the area?
Development plan for the area. There is, you know, bits and pieces, and there is saying that it is feeding into the new train station, but the actual development plan is being drafted as you go to the individual meetings. There is, well, that one might be an apartment block, that one might be a single residence, and I'm just wondering how you get to be appointed as the preferred developer when there is no in-depth structural plan.
Tapping into, well, I mean, sadly being the largest independent developer in Australia and with an amazing amount of experience and expertise, I would say their government are thinking, well, let's fast-track this, let's use their expertise and let's partner up with them. They know exactly what they're doing when it comes to land subdivision and major developments, and that's probably the reason. Sort of.
Okay,
to me, it makes a lot of sense. You got concerns about it in some way?
Anyway.
That's answered your question, Diane. Thank you very much for your call. Greg of Greenwood. G'day, Greg.
Good morning, guys. My wife and her two siblings are the inheritance of a deceased estate.
Right.
Now, the the house has no mortgage on it, or and it's owned outright, and they're trying to determine whether they should keep it and rent it out or sell it off due to incoming taxes and stuff like that.
Yes. Right. So, well, the analysis, look, generally you find it makes sense to sell a deceased estate. It obviously depends on the number of beneficiaries and the beneficiary's financial situation and so on. You get the right advice on that. You have a time period, I believe, of 2 years to be able to offload the property without any potential capital gain. If you do retain the property, then any capital gains tax that is associated with the property carries on to the next owner, if that makes sense. So there isn't a death, there is no death duty in Australia, thank goodness. There was a little bit of talk about it in the press in the last week or so, which is a worry, because they're looking at everything at the moment. So you can sell it and not pay tax on the gain on it. But if you retain the property medium term, i.e. more than 2 years, then potentially there might be some gain down the track. So I guess you weigh up all of those things. Generally, we find that with deceased estates, it makes sense to liquidate the assets, turn it into cash, and obviously it depends on the will, and divide it up and move on. If it makes sense to the beneficiaries to retain the property for investment purposes, then it's easy. It's changed, the title will change into the beneficiary's name, and you carry on and have it as an investment property. So I guess
what's the capital gains, and how did it get calculated? Because the house originally was about 30 years old.
Was it the deceased's principal residence?
The
main residence, yeah. Okay, well, then there wouldn't be. There's no capital gains tax on the sale, and there's no capital gains tax. Well, one death duty, and also with the principal residence. But if you retain the property, then it would be determined to be the value of the property at the time of death. Then, if you sell it in 5 years' time, it's an investment property, and any gain over that 5 years would be assessable. Is my understanding, but I'm not giving you accounting advice. You need to go and see your accountant about that.
Yep.
So okay, potentially, no, I'd say there is a capital gain, given that if there's growth in property over the next 5 years, which I think there certainly will be down the track. So yes, there could be a capital gain, but you do start. You do need to get the right advice, because it does depend on the particular property. In this case, it's a principal residence. So my understanding is, I believe that you would have a valuation of the date of death and then any gain from there. But confirm that with your accountant. So you weigh all that up and then think, is it better to keep it or sell it and take the cash and use that for other purposes?
Okay, cool. And just one more question. The house is located in Munster, and it's not a decent-sized block. So it's approximately, it's about 850 squares. So 850 to 900 squares, I'm from memory.
Probably single residential. You're single residential there at the moment.
It is. Yeah, it's on a corner block, so could have potential access to two sides.
Ned, I would talk to the local shire about any potential rezoning in the area. I'm not familiar with anything through there, but that would be something to think about for holding long term. And also, you've got to look at the maintenance of the property. Is it worth keeping the property and the return on the property at the moment, you know, with the rental income and so on? Might be better to liquidate it, get the cash, and put that against your private mortgage.
Okay, no problem. Thanks very much.
Thanks very much, Greg, for your call. You. We go to Wembley Downs now. And Robin, g'day, Robin.
G'day, boys. How are you?
Very good, Robin. Thanks, Robin. How can we help you?
Rob, you know me, of course, and I'm a practitioner selling apartments and things. I make some observations, mate, as a long-term salesperson of property.
Yep.
I've never been, and this is going to sound a bit funny for you as a co-real estate agent, but I've never seen why interest is a legitimate tax deduction against an asset. Now, just hear me out, because I think the rest of Australia is carrying the tax burden, not only for investors in property, but also in shares and businesses. So, you know, you look at the amount of tax that's being lost to big companies that are borrowing large amounts of money to do projects and leveraging into more than one or two that they can't really afford, and the rest of the taxpayers picking up that burden. I believe a better approach to property would be to take away capital gains tax, or maybe extend it to a 5, maybe a 10-year period,
where a person has to hold their property for
not
a long
one
period
year.
Of time.
Yep. Okay.
Not 1 year. In order to gain legitimate growth in the value of that property, not speculators.
Yes.
And therefore providing accommodation, but take away the negative gearing aspect of not only interest, but shire rates, water rates, land tax,
ooh,
all those.
Getting radical now, Robin.
Yeah, I know, but you know, it would encourage people to buy property long term, and it would take away speculators who are in there for a short profit. And a couple of other things, Rob, you would know that, you know, buying property off the plan or under construction is from the date of purchase.
Yes.
Now, a lot of times these people come along, they buy it, and they've only got a hold of it for 12 months. Well, it's still under construction. They
sell
it on completion, and they pick up a 50% bonus courtesy of the taxpayer, and they haven't even laid out a dollar yet to buy it. You know, these kind of things are bad.
They would pay tax on that, though. Look, you bring up a couple of good points, Robin. And one of the points, one of the points I think was interesting. You said a mention about shares, and this is something which we're talking about taking away negative gearing on property. But the basic premise of the Income Tax Assessment Act is that all deductions necessarily incurred in deriving assessable income are deductible. So that's why interest rates, everything that you know you have to pay out to earn your income on the property is deductible, and interest is one of those. But why would the government just target one investment sector? Why just property? It should be across the board, because you can negative gear your shares too.
Well,
you can negative gear other investments.
I 100% agree, but of course you're talking about the Labor opposition targeting these things, and their constituency isn't investing in property and shares. The final point, Rob, and this is another interesting thing. You know, you and I sell a lot of property to people, and they go in there, they take a gamble, borrow money, and then they get a downturn in the market, and they lose, say, $100,000.
Hmm.
Well, those poor people will never invest again. And guess who picks up the benefit? The government. Because you can't write off the capital loss against taxable income in any financial year going forward. So these poor people have lost $100,000. They'll never go in again and invest again because they're burnt. So they'll never, ever take another chance on a capital profit to write that loss off against any future capital profits. That's another bad policy that needs to be addressed by government, to say, look, if you get a capital loss, we'll let you write that off over 5 years against your taxable income. You know, they take it on one hand and they never give back on the other.
I tell you, Robin, you've been thinking about this tax. You should have put a submission in the Henry Tax Review.
That's the one.
Good man.
Thank you, Rob.
Good luck selling today, mate.
Dominic of High Wycombe. G'day, Dom.
Yeah, hi. How you going, guys?
Good, Dom. How can we help you?
I'm just referencing the lady who rang up about High Wycombe, the Nigel Satterley being the preferred...
I'm not sure.
He wasn't actually the preferred going in with the government or whatever. He just, I suppose, was trying to get a feel of the area and see if he can maybe get his foot in there earlier, I suppose. But, you know, no developer and him obviously aren't going to start putting money in or buying up land without a structure plan anyway.
Yeah, look, we don't really have all the facts there. It didn't quite make sense to me too, that's right. I mean, I know the government's been partnering up with and you couldn't partner up with...
No, at the moment, because I got land in there and there's no partners and nothing's been...
Yes. So maybe they was just a little bit, it didn't quite have the facts right there, because obviously they still need to finalise the structure plan through the area there.
It's just been with the whole... development itself, you know, it was going for 8 years as going to be industrial, and then the government, while the shire is planning for industrial, the government was planning for residential. So
left foot was doing one thing, right foot was doing something else.
The shire is spending ratepayers' money on getting it to industrial, and then the government's got all these plans on putting a railway station there and turning it to residential. Now, what I probably... and everyone in the area really would like to know is, like, from industrial to residential, is that good in a way? Like,
yes.
Not long term.
For values, yes, definitely.
And values and all that?
Definitely.
Because a lot of people were gearing up to, you know, develop their property for industrial and maybe getting rental in the long term from it. But now, like, no one's going to, you know, people haven't got the money to subdivide or develop, you know, R100 or R.
But they'll be able to pick that up, Dom, with increased values in the property because of redevelopment potential.
Well, it depends on what kind of services are going to be there for the developers, you know, what carrot the government dangles in front of them to say, hey, we bring in all the services, and because, you know, the train station, they don't want it as a white elephant and not picking up people, you know, going in and out of that station, you know, so...
But it's absolutely essential. Well, I mean, I always say the measure of any good city is that you've got a train station when you get out of the airport and straight into the city. So it's absolutely critical that we do that. And it's great for the area through there. But you make the point, which is right, it hasn't been finalised and they're still working on it at the moment.
Last chance for you to get on board our program. 9221882 is the number to call.
We're talking property for Summit Homes Group. Visit summithomesgroup.com.au.
Adam Chand here from The Drive Show. On Friday, we spoke to Labor elder Alana McTiernan, who's coming home after one term in federal parliament. Should state opposition leader Mark McGowan be looking over his shoulder?
I am completely and utterly supporting Mark McGowan. I think he's doing a bloody fabulous job. My decision to not recontest federal Perth has nothing to do with that.
Join Adam Chand on Drive, weekdays from 3 on 882 6PR, the voice of Perth.
For the best price on reliable earth-moving equipment, call Brooks Hire, 1300-BROOKS. And don't forget, hire any of the equipment from one of their branches Australia-wide for your chance to win a Harley-Davidson. BrooksHire.com.au.
Hello?
Nan, it's Louise.
Lou!
Thanks for a great stay over at St Ives.
Oh, it was lovely having you at the village. My second bedroom is yours any time. Oh, wasn't joining our water aerobics class fun? And our long lunch at the clubhouse was so enjoyable.
It was, Nan. St Ives is the best move you ever made.
St Ives. Experience the best of retirement living. Find the new St Ives magazine in the Weekend West, Saturday, February 20.
If you're looking for sensational savings on the world's best holiday destinations, don't miss the Perth Holiday and Travel Expo, February 20 and 21. Imagine cruising the Mediterranean, relaxing in Bali, taking an African safari, or just lying by the pool in Broome. There's exclusive expo deals, expert advice, even the chance to win an exciting holiday in Sabah flying Air Asia. Find out how to make the most of your travel dreams. It's all at the Perth Holiday and Travel Expo, February 20 and 21, Claremont Showground.
When you're young, car insurance premiums are high because, put simply, you are a risk. When you're older, say 65, the average Australian car insurance premium should be around half of what a 30-year-old is paying. So what are you paying right now? 50 Up Club has launched MA50 Plus, a campaign using the buying power of the over 50s to negotiate the home and car insurance offers you deserve. Over 50s are safer and more loyal. They're the insurance industry's best customers, and you should be rewarded with a better deal. 50 Up Club is looking for 20,000 over 50s to join the campaign. So get on board at 50upclub.com. It's free to join, so join today at 50upclub.com. That's 50upclub.com.
If you're not in the car right now, you probably should be. Parkland Mazda's Saturday demo sales are on, and we're doing deals across the range. 2015 Mazda 3 demos from $19,800 drive away. 2015 Mazda 2 demos from just $15,980 drive away. Plus 2015 demo clearance prices on the sporty CX-5, CX-3 and the VT50 range. We won't be beaten on any demo deals. So zoom into Parkland Mazda. Saturday sales must end 1 p.m. today. ParklandMazda.com.au. Deal 12942.
Right now at Coles, you can do the dishes for less because Finish dishwashing tablets are half price. That's right, 40 to 48 packs of Finish dishwashing tablets are half price. Hurry, offer ends this Tuesday, only at Coles.
Pain Away is for the temporary relief of mild arthritic pain, muscle and joint inflammation and muscular aches and pains, and is now available in an easy-to-use roll-on.
Pain Away Pain Relief Roll-On Lotion is available in all leading pharmacies.
It's pain relief for when you're on the go.
Use only as directed.
Buying, selling, or renting. Get Perth's best real estate advice now. Call 922-11882.
Good-o, and coming up after the 10 o'clock news is Sports World with Carl Langdon. And according to my information, Carl Langdon, Kim Hagdorn, and TBC. Who's TBC? You got Jacko back in.
Yeah, he was in this morning talking fishing, which is our favourite sport these days. And we've got plenty to talk about this morning with a test match, which is continuing ongoing. Aussie's still hanging in there. Lost a couple of wickets this morning, and Khawaja out, Marsh out. Beautiful catch, too, when he was caught and bowled. And plenty of footy, because the footy gets underway on Thursday, the NAB Challenge half.
It sure does. Good on you, Carl. All that and a whole lot more. Thank you, matey. Now, we would be speaking with... We've got to be honest with you here. We would be speaking with Tony Harvey, but Tony's down south. I reckon his phone's out of range.
I've been shanghaied, Harvey.
You've been shanghaied. Simon Hill is the man we're speaking to now from Summit Homes about their new lifestyle package. Tell us a bit more, mate.
Well, Harvey, I want to reach out to listeners genuinely today who've been thinking about building or, you know, who've always planned one day to build a great home with some great extras included. I'm here to tell you, you can have it all with our Summit Homes Lifestyle Package.
Well, that certainly sounds exciting, Simon. What's the idea around the Lifestyle Package and what's included?
Well, look, our Lifestyle Package, it consists of 45 stunning designs, and a little bit of ad-lib here, Harvey, I'm sorry, but our design department is fantastic. So they've got 45 stunning designs, all with premium inclusions like fully ducted air conditioning, 31 course high ceilings, premium floor coverings, internal wall painting with our smooth Summit Super Wall, and beautiful Esser-stone bench tops to the kitchen, bathroom and ensuite.
Ooh, they are some great inclusions. Now, how about the price?
Now, this is only for a limited time. We've upgraded every home design in our select range to include our unique lifestyle package with prices starting at just $215,000. To get on board or find out more, visit summithomes.com.au.
And ladies and gentlemen, that was Simon Hill from Summit Homes. Brilliant. I'd watch out if I were you, Tony. I reckon you got a bit of a challenge coming up there.
Nipping at his heels,
yeah, pretty good, weren't you? Okay, Marty of Parkwood. We've got time for a couple more calls, and you're the first one, Marty.
Hi, good morning, chaps. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, we can.
Good morning.
Morning.
Fire away, Marty.
Yes. Well, my query is, or question, we built an extension to our home about 10, maybe 12 years ago, both of us, and we did it with... I think it's a hardy plank or something similar to that, as we couldn't afford to do it again with double brick. Now, it's a hot house, really, even though it's insulated and has a reverse air conditioner in it.
Hey, look, we're going to have to get you to move, Marty. Your phone line is terrible there. Can you move around a bit?
Oh, sorry, yes, I'll stick you off speaker, actually. Sorry.
No, I'll get it off speaker. That's the first good start.
Can you hear me now?
That's a lot better.
That's better.
Better.
Oh, better, sorry. Well, I say we did build this extension to our home, and because of limited funds at the time, we built it with hardy plank or something similar, rather than do it with double brick. Now, we built two rooms. One had a sunken spout in it, and the room was built around it, and the other was a very large, like mumpus room for my husband, who, you know, does out a lot. Anyway, the story is, I would like to have that part taken down and rebuilt again, but... it's all expense. I was just wondering, would it be viable? Because we are seniors and we have quite a large house, but my husband doesn't want to move inside with all his rubbish, should I say. Right. That's my question.
Well, it depends, Marty, it's Simon. Good morning. It depends on really what it is that you're trying to achieve. I mean, from our point of view as a building company, we specialise in all areas of building, whether that's new homes, unit development sites and home improvements. We've got a very, very strong home improvement business, the leading home improvement business in Perth. So absolutely happy to help. Give us a call by all means, and we'll point you in the right direction, whether that means something we can do for you or give you some advice as to what you can do for yourself.
Oh, thanks. That sounds wonderful. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Yeah. Thanks, Marty. And finally, Ray of Padbury. G'day, Ray.
Yeah, I just heard Bill Short on Brains today. He's got one of the best thought bubbles I've ever heard in my life. He will trash the housing industry, and he's already so far in front for Idiot of the Year that I don't think anybody will catch him.
Written, spoken, and authorised by Ray of Padbury. Have you got a question for us, Ray?
Mate, no, the question is, you know, what will it do to the housing market? You know, I just think it'll just absolutely trash it. It'll just make it an absolute diabolical situation.
It's certainly going to have some impact if that was the case, because talking about taking away the Labor policy as it stands at the moment, by the looks of it, is taking away negative gearing on established property and halving the concession at the moment on capital gains tax. So it's hitting it at both sides, and that's going to have an impact on investment property, which then flows through to the whole economy. I mean, basically here in Western Australia, it's the building sector which is holding up the economy. Thank you, Summer Homes, and so on. And after the mining boom has fizzled out. So, you know, what we need is continued population growth and building and so on, and certainly policies that restrict property investment have a major impact. I agree with you totally.
Good on you. Thank you very much, Ray. Very quickly, an email from Terry. We're thinking of buying acreage and cannot decide where. We've looked at Bindoon for now and then retire to either Denmark, Margaret River or Albany in 10 years' time, but are wondering what the best financial decision would be. Should we buy down south now and keep until we retire? If so, where would you recommend from the above three areas, Denmark, Margaret River, Albany?
Margaret River's quite expensive. Denmark has moved in price, but has not as much. So I think there's great opportunities in the Great Southern. There really is, because prices down there have come back in the last 10 years and are very, very affordable. I think that would be the hot spot.
All right, good on you. Now, Simon, you've got to give $100 away, mate. Give you a bit of think time.
We're talking property for Summit Homes Group. Visit summithomesgroup.com.au.
DSM, our energy efficiency system, pays local businesses to turn off their power when electricity demand's at its highest. The WA government wants to scrap DSM and generate this electricity from power stations, meaning more carbon emissions. And we're going to have to front the cost in our power bills, with these changes costing over $107 million every year.
Don't make the public fund harmful pollution. For more information, go to lowerpowerprices.com.au.
Emergency Denture Repairs has been Perth's preferred denture experts for over 30 years. With repairs while you wait, plus partial and full dentures at manufacturer direct prices. Dentures plus free adjustments, dentures plus a guarantee, and to beat any written quote by 10%. EDR Wembley, Warwick, Vic Park, Maddington, Bassendean and Joondalup. Or see page one of the yellow pages. Call EDR on 93822222. Or visit edr.com.au.
All in floor care sale on now at Harvey Norman. All vacuum types, all vacuum brands. If it's in stock and cleans the floor, it's on sale now. Don't miss your chance to do a deal. Plus, spend $100 or more and get 10% of your purchase price back in Harvey Norman gift cards. Conditions apply. See in store for details. Harvey Norman, all in floor care sale. Plus, 10% of your purchase price back as a gift card. Ends this weekend. Hurry!
If you achieve nothing else today, get into Masters for a powerful Yard Force lawnmower, now just $149. That's right, $149. It's 130cc petrol four-stroke, and this 16-inch swing blade mower comes with an all-metal deck, and it's adjustable to five cutting lengths. All for an amazing $149. It is Masters' best price ever. A powerful Yard Force lawnmower for $149 this weekend only. So get in quick before they're gone, only at Masters.
In the Weekend West.
My Kitchen Rules judge Colin Fastenage reveals he's not nearly as hot-headed as his reputation would suggest, and how he used to be a well-mannered dork. Movie editor Mark Naglassas predicts the Aussie contingent's chances of glory at this year's Academy Awards.
Also in the Weekend West.
Don't miss your 8-page guide to South America as Brazil gears up to host the Olympics. Plus, get your unique code to win one of 1,000 summer adventures.
Only in the Weekend West.
Scarborough Toyota is all about making our guests look and feel great behind the wheel of their brand new Toyota. We're passionate about becoming the best in town. If you want to test drive with the best, service with the best, accessorise with the best, or finance with the best, then visit the very best Toyota team in Perth. Find us under the freeway overpass on Scarborough Beach Road or visit scarboroughtoyota.com.au. Scarborough Toyota, simply the best in town. DL1761.
This is Dr. Golestani from Dental 359 Mala Clinic. Come to my free information evening on Wednesday, February 17th at 7 p.m. Call 1-300-625-625.
Until 10, this is Talking Property.
Yes, it is, and it's almost over our show. Now, Simon, you've had the onerous task of selecting the $100 that you, personally out of your pocket, I know, is coming $100 this week.
Tough, tough, Harvey. I think Greg of Greenwood, the question about deceased estate, I think that was a really interesting question. Offbeat for me in terms of me in the building side of things, but yeah, really good question.
No, it was a good question. They're all good. Thanks to everybody who contacted us today. How do we get in touch with you? summitnewhomes.com.au, I know, but from your point of view?
Oh, look, from my point of view, Harvey, look, you bring our main number, 9317 0100, give us a call, and the girls on the switchboard will put you through to wherever you need to go, whether that's sales, building, advice, whatever it is that you need.
Fantastic, mate. We'd like you to come back on the show again real soon if you're available.
Happy to do so.
Robbie, Drew, Shed First National, what's happening there today?
Busy day today. I've got three auctions on, a cracker of a duplex block in Roberts Street in Jundana for Bell Miranda, 12 o'clock, and then this huge 1,614 square metre block with a house in Mount Lawley for Irvin Keenan, and then finally down to Booragoon for Salt Property, Glen O'Brien there, a nice family home at 2 o'clock, another home opens, and go. Looking forward to it.
We've got our property lawyer next week.
Ah, good. Paul's in. Paul Fantastic. Mullen is in next Get week. Get our questions ready.
Thank you, Gemma. Stand by now for the news and Sports World.